Good morning, loves, and welcome back, Success Academy. If you're here live, you know that we've just been sharing and connecting a little bit with some of our group members and hearing about some of their new and goods. If you've shared, or if you're listening back to this recording, or you were here live but didn't share, I do invite you in your notebook to take a moment and write down what's new and good in your life. What are some of the wins and some of the victories? And or what are you grateful for? Remember and remind your brain that what we focus on expands, or what we water grows. In other words, it gets bigger, right? And so we want to be in practice of focusing on what's new and good and what's the positive in our lives, right? The nature of the human brain, right or wrong, is it's so easy to regularly focus on what's missing and or what we want to improve and what we want to see be better or different. And there's nothing, quote, wrong with that. It's just I'm asking us to be more intentional creators throughout this entire course. So let's put our intention on that. What is new and good in your life? What's new and good in your business, in your home? Or what's positive? Or what are you feeling grateful for? And especially no matter what kind of morning you've had, right? Some of you have had a rockin' amazing morning, a great morning ritual. Some of you have maybe had a rough night or didn't sleep as well, right? Wherever you're coming into this listening live or any point you're listening back to this recording, I just ask that you take a moment in your notebook and write down what's new and good in real time right now, whenever you're catching this. What's new and good? And what are you feeling grateful for? Just the power of that practice. I reminded myself this morning of the power of a really good morning ritual, right? My own morning ritual being honored this morning with time with prayer and time to read, and even got out and did some physical movement before our session today. But it's just the power of like how much that influences us when we nourish our mind, our spirit, our heart, our body, and to choose into that with intention. And if you've been off your morning ritual the last 2 days, no bigs, right? We don't need to be hard on ourselves. We just want to choose in to say, hey, I'm going to choose to recommit. Remember, it's never about perfection. It's just about commitment. We're going to recommit to that practice. We're also, if it's been a minute or you've gotten off the mirror work exercise train, I'm going to ask that you recommit to that. We just had one of you share this awesome good news that you've sold your house. And as you directly were sharing, and as Amy was sharing with the group, how she believes that the self-work and the mirror work and the self-talk and around the concept of I allow myself to receive had a lot to do with the movement of that big goal in her life. Right. The other third self-care habit from week one, just to touch back to it, is your joy list, spending time to do things that nourish your joy. It can be all kinds of things. You just get to ask yourself, what feels like joy to me? What nourishes me? What makes me feel more alive and grateful to be alive? And whether, again, that's getting yourself some fresh flowers, or you're going to get yourself out and get on a hike, or go to a pottery class, or read a great book, or a hot soak, or a manicure, or your favorite new bakery, whatever those things are for you, I just want you cultivating, again, these habits, not about perfect, but committed to these habits that help nourish you. Which, as we recap, that was last week's focus, is nourishing your network, nourishing relationships, right? And I know some of you have shared in our Facebook group, if you want to share still at any point, feel free to do so, but how have you been nourishing your relationships? What are some of the various things that you've been doing or that you're doing this week, right? That will be an ongoing, like the self-care habits, and you've seen me, you know, be sprinkling this in each week as well to nourish 2 to 3 relationships. I'm going to invite you moving forward that one of your weekly habits between now and for good is that you nourish at least 5 relationships a week. Now, if I'm you, I would do those all at once in a time block, right? Looking at week 3's content is I would block off that time, meaning at least the handwritten notes, if you're putting something in the mail, setting up of the hot cocoa or lunch date with someone, that you take some time to really be in the nourishing, maybe an hour a week, right? Mine shows up on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. my time, and it just says RN, baby, exclamation point, in my schedule. And RN stands for relationship nourishment. And I really love the cute little play on words there, right? Like the nursing or nurturing, the RN piece. But I nourish that regularly. Now, some Fridays I'm speaking at that time, or I've taken a Friday off to play, or I'm traveling, or whatever it might be. But seeing it regularly in my schedule prompts my brain often and consistently to be putting the handwritten notes, to be putting the gifts in the mail or the texts and the reach outs. And again, it doesn't have to be. Sometimes things cost money, sometimes they don't. But that you put those things in effort, if you will, that you have well-nourished relationships. This would be one of those life principles that will always be applicable, no matter the season, no matter your age, no matter your business. Every single one of you are in the people business, and I'd also say you're in the life business, right? And so much about life is relationship, right, and having well-nourished relationships. No one has perfect relationships, that every relationship in their life is perfect. That's not real. But you can definitely be the gardener of your own life to say, I'm going to show up and nourish on a regular basis, right? The heartbeat of your business. And as we turn this corner between, you know, last week starts to set this foundational principle. And as we move into the next few weeks, we're definitely more business coaching, right? Today, we're going to be doing a deep dive into your branding, your vibe, your essence, your culture, specifically your messaging, right? When people ask you, what do you do? Or communicating that on social media, on a website, right, in person, one-on-one, to a large audience and everything in between, how you're communicating that. We're going to talk about that today. That's week five, is your branding and your messaging. But the foundational heartbeat, again, is people. And people that have a thriving business and platform are very mission-minded in their marketing, right? It's mission-based marketing, as I love to say, that you want to lead regularly with your why, your purpose, your destination, as you'll hear me talk about, right, today and through some of our sales training, is we want to sell the destination. In other words, the outcome versus the airplane, and that we want to be focused on that. But I do want you to turn to page 29 in your Success Academy workbook, and we're just going to touch on this just for a moment in this, because I want to just highlight this in your workbook. I want this to be here for you and that you have this as kind of this foundational piece. But at the top of page 29, it says, serve more to sell more. And I love this phrase. I mean, in the heartbeat of your business, we aren't going to spend a ton of time here because we're going to get into some branding and messaging work. But I just want to bring us to this center place, right? This is our North Star. This is our foundation. Again, we want to be mission-based in our marketing. That makes you so magnetic and so palpable, is there's this heartbeat, right? Everyone can sell or put out there and peddle, you know, products and even services and platforms, and we can all be, you know, and we see that, and it happens regularly. But I think that, again, everything being energy, people are drawn to, you know, a similar, the concept that your vibe attracts your tribe type thought process, and energy and magnetism and mission and purpose. When I think of some top brands out there and what they're doing, they're great storytellers. Right? That's great branding and great salesmanship, if you will. Being great in sales has a lot to do with your storytelling and what you're creating. So I love this heartbeat of serve more to sell more. That's the title of my actual most popular keynote that I give on a regular basis to all kinds of sales-related audiences, is serve more to sell more. And I love the phrase there, the quote by Zig Ziglar that's at the top of that page that says, when we help enough people get what they want, we get what we want, right? And I think also one of the reasons why I love coming from this space of service is it helps you get anchored, obviously, in purpose and contribution. But the natural byproduct of that, my friends, is that it brings to you the capacity and about you and through you, is it will definitely help you naturally reduce the fears and nerves that may come up with sales or selling, right? That's one of the number one things I'm regularly helping people through is the belief work and the mindset and the fears. I don't want to be salesy. I don't want to be pushy. I don't want to be rejected. I'm afraid to put myself out there, because a lot of that has to do with, right, is those fears and those nerves that naturally come up when we're saying, I feel vulnerable. I'm putting myself out there. I don't want to be perceived a certain way. And I love also the quote by Tony Robbins, dollars follow value. And this concept that we want to show up, right, from this place of service. Serve more to sell more. And really, to be great in sales is two distinct things. One is that we're great at taking care of relationships. We develop those people skills. We give people our presence. We see them. We hold space. We ask. We listen. We seek to understand, right? We show up. We nourish. We see people. We invest in them. And secondly, is we learn how to ask really good questions, which we'll do a deep dive on week 8 with that. One of you posted this, by the way, in the Facebook group asking about good questions. All of you, when you registered for Success Academy, you were given a bonus of my self-mastery kit, that training. It's a digital kit that's in your registration email. If you need to track it down at all, can't find it, no worries. Just let Heather know, heather@tiffanyspeaks.com. She'll be happy to resend it to you if you can't find it. But if you want to jump ahead and listen to that, disc 3 becomes your new best friend. And on week 8, we'll do a deep dive with that. I also have something coming up that I want you to be aware of if you want to write this for me in your notes. Is every March, I host a live sales training coaching course called the Sales Summit Series. Three S's. Say that like three times fast, right? But Sales Summit Series, if you want to write this down, is coming up this March. And it's Tuesdays in March, 5 live sessions, private Facebook group, companion workbook. If you want to participate in that, since you're an active Success Academy student, you have $100 off. That course is $147, right? $147. But because you've already invested here, I'm going to give you $100 off, so it's only $47 for the whole month if you want to also go deeper within that conversation at the same time. We're still through Success Academy through mid-March. We wrap on St. Patty's Day. How fun is that, right? I think that's a good sign, my friends, right? The green and the lot. I love to think about March because it's spring and it's new, and I think of green, which makes me think of money and which makes me think of sales. But if you want to participate in that, your code is SA, all caps, right? SA for Success Academy, SA2021, if you want to participate in that. And there's no pressure to do that. It's just an added thing and bonus because it's happening in live time. And while you're also in Success Academy, if you want to be part of that, awesome. The second thing I just want to mention while I'm bringing that up is if you want to share this with your team, with friends, with your social media, I invite you to become a formal affiliate of my programs and work. It takes like 60 seconds to sign up to be an affiliate. And then as you share your own custom link. And what that does is anyone that signs up through you or off your link, and again, at that price, a 5-week, 5-session, I mean, that's like, my friends, that's a $2,500 value for $147 if you want to share it with others. And then we pay you $25 of that $147 in referral or commission, if that makes sense. It's affiliate, you know, commission type thing. If you want that, I'll post that in our Facebook group. Also put it in our email that you have that, or you can reach out as well to Heather. But that is coming up. I wasn't planning on that in that thought process, but as we're here talking about it and sales training, both the mindset and the skill set, this is your number one business skill, right? Like, you can have the best product on the planet. I think all of you would raise your hand if I said, how many of you are super passionate about your product? I would hope all of your hands go up. Awesome. Or maybe you're service-based like myself, right? Or maybe you're a combo, product and service. Is your capacity to sell is everything, right? And your ability to do that in a way that feels good to you so you own it confidently is really key. So let's talk about and go on to page 30. The top there, it says clarifying your branding. So we're going to shift specifically into your branding. Now, every single one of you at some level, you're your own brand, even if you represent a company, right? Like some of you are with a company called Plexus. Some of you are with a company called doTERRA. Some of you are with a company called Kayani, right? Or maybe you work for a very specific brand, right? And maybe you represent a certain real estate brokerage, Keller Williams or Exit Realty, or you're with an interior design firm, right? But regardless, even with if you're with a company and attached to them, you're still your own brand, your own vibe, your own essence, your own energy. It's like a little microcosm of this bigger thing that you're a part of, right? And so we're going to look at this branding and really dial this in. Now, I'm going to say this, if you haven't already gotten yourself focused, right, like we talk about on week 3, if you have any of your distractions up, go ahead and log off of them. And sometimes in our brain, when we're going to like move into new territory or have a breakthrough, our brain wants a distraction. So just remove any of the distractions and just take a deep breath. I allow myself to receive that you're here to grow, you're here to expand. Go ahead, log off any other distraction and drop into that if you need a minute to do so. But let's talk about this at the top of page 30 again. It says clarifying your branding. One of your assignments this week is I want you to pay attention to, and I want you to start to write them already, because some of you already know this. What are some of your very favorite brands that you love to either follow online and or buy from on a regular basis? And let's identify. I want you to be conscious of tracking, you know, 2 to 3 up to 5 of your very favorite brands. And it may even be the brand, again, that you sell or represent. Might be one of them. But you might love, maybe you're a big fan of Madewell Jeans, right, or the Madewell company. Or you're a big Lululemon, like you love, or Athleta, right? That might be your thing. And it may not be your thing. Or you might absolutely love Tide or Nike or Apple, right? I'm an Apple junkie, from the desktop to the laptop to the Air to the phone. My whole house is, I'm an Apple MacBook or Mac person. And you might be on Windows or Samsung, right? Or maybe, again, there's a certain bakery or food or brand, or I love Justin's peanut butter cups, right? And that might be a brand that you also are like, hey, sis, I feel you or not. You know what I'm saying? I do love all kinds of peanut butter and chocolate together, by the way. It doesn't have to just be Justin's. But you see what I'm saying? It's like there's various brands and people online as an individual, but I'm like, gosh, I love her energy. Like, I love Jasmine Starr. You'll hear me mention her next week as well, and we talk about social media. I think she's fantastic at teaching social media. And I love her energy and her vibe. And she's someone I love to follow online as a person who's a teacher content, but she's just her vibe, right? And she's great. And we're going to talk about some of the pieces I've learned from. I'm part of her membership site called Social Curator. I'm going to share some gems I've learned from her directly that have helped me of converting clients from social media, right? But thinking about brands, who do you love? And then after you've listed them, please list them now, right? Be thinking about what are some of my favorite brands? And brands that you love are brands that, especially that you love, that you purchase from regularly, right? There's a certain kind, and maybe you love Tide, right, like detergent, or you might have a very specific brand of water that you purchase. Or maybe you've had the same make and model of a vehicle or same, same company. Maybe you've always been a Ford family, right, or a Honda or whatever it might be, right? It's just paying attention to the brands that, again, you love and your favorites that you love to follow by from. And then ask yourself, what is it that you love about them or what draws you to them? Again, from people to products, services. Some of you are Disney fanatics, and like your whole house is Disney, or maybe your whole Christmas tree, right? Maybe some of you are like, not my thing at all, right? This is the gift of being human, is just being in tune with that for yourself. What are some brands you love, and looking at deeper what draws you to them? Because there's something about their vibe, their essence, how they make you feel. Can we put this in your notes? How that brand makes you feel, again, it has a lot to do with emotion. What's the energy? What's the vibe? So as we start to shift into looking at this for yourself, the good news is you get to make decisions about this. Is you get to decide for yourself, we're going to talk about cultivating your brand with more, guess what, the word, intention. And that you cultivate your brand is, what is your vibe? And if you might say right now, Tiff, I don't know. So here's, as your coach, I'm going to ask you, let's make some decisions. What do you want it to be? What's the vibe, the essence that you want to be known for? Write this for me in your notes. Let's do some clarity work. What's the vibe? What's the essence that you want to be known for? What are the core dominant feelings? Right? We talked about that on week 2, and we looked at vision, mission, purpose, and goals. We talked about core desired feelings and looking at the things you want to feel related to your goals and different categories of your life. Well, similar with your brand, what's the core desired feeling you want to be known for? Maybe it's hope and inspiration. Maybe it's humor, authenticity, maybe family or service, maybe academic, right, and thoroughness. Or maybe you want to be known for playfulness, lightheartedness. Maybe, you know, again, what I'm saying is you're just making some decisions. Let's cultivate your brand. What's the vibe? What's the essence that you're deciding here you want to be known for. Also, looking at cultivating your brand is looking at your values. In other words, you might say, what do I stand for? What does my business stand for? What are the core values that you want to be known for? I know for me, one of my core values I'm known for and want to be known for is growth, hope, inspiration, confidence. I also really value playfulness, right? And I think you can blend the two. I think for me, years ago when I was working on, I mean, this has been a minute, guys, like probably 9, 10 years ago. I remember working with my designer at the time. I have a different one now, but my designer at the time, I remember her being here in my home, sitting at my dining room table, and she was asking me some of these branding questions, right? She was doing a great job with that. And like, what do you want to be, what do you want to communicate in this? We were working on a logo and a header. I said, I want to communicate strength, right? I want it to be strength, but I also want it to be very feminine. So it's inviting, but it also feels like substance, right? These are just language words for me. I want it to be feminine and inviting. There's a softness, and yet there's also a strength to it and a legitimacy and substance, right? That it's not just light, airy, flowery all, but there's like, it's bold. And in some of your branding and messaging, I've written lots of scripts for lots of companies, is when we look at your languaging, we're going to work on this somewhat today and on week 8 both, is you want to have earth words and air words. But sometimes people in their branding, they're all earth, which is great. It's all substance. But that sometimes can feel a little too serious. And some people are so much in the air and airy-fairy cloud words, right? It's all like this, oh, my goodness, versus bringing them both together, like the yin-yang, right, is we want to put the marriage of the two, where there's substance and there's inspiration. But thinking, I'm clear on that for myself. You might also have, you know, values of integrity and values of service and values of family and values of freedom and really being about that, right? And that you communicate that clearly through your brand, what you value and what you want your brand to be communicating are the values of your brand. Also wise to look at, part of cultivating your brand is your culture. What's the culture, the vibe of your culture? Some of you have sales teams, and sales organizations. What's your culture, and what do you decide it to be? What do you want to be cultivating there and fostering within the culture of your brand? What it means to work for your team or be part of your team or be part of your company or your coaching, right? Like, what does that look like? What does that mean? These are just great prompts for you to do some journaling too. Is clarifying your own branding and making some of those decisions. Now, here's an assignment I'm going to invite you to take on. This is not mandatory, so this is optional, but I'm going to invite you to go to your social media this week and put out some rendition of this following question. And again, you can tell them that I asked you to do it so you don't feel maybe weird about doing it. But I want you to go to your social media and say, when you think of me, what are the top 2 or 3 feelings or thoughts that come up for you? Now, again, here's how I'm going to give you a bridge if you're like, that feels a little weird to ask for that kind of feedback. But you could say it this way. My business coach has given me, could you help me with an assignment from my business coach? What are the top 2 or 3 things you think of or feel when you think of me? Well, number one, for a lot of people, it's going to feel really good. You're going to get loved on. People are going to be like, I think of love and kindness and beauty and this and this and this. But you'll start to see some things. And this is just feedback, right? And again, this is not mandatory, but I invite you to lean in, stretch a little, especially if it makes you uncomfortable. I definitely want you to do it if that's the case. But to put it out there for yourself and to ask for the feedback. What are the top 2 or 3 things you think of or feel when you think of me? And again, that feels too bold to ask. Put it on me. I'll carry it. My business coach asked me to complete an assignment. Would you help me with it? Would you help me complete this assignment? And ask for that feedback. Ask people what they think of. Now, some people, again, it can just be love and kindness, which is so good. I want you to hear and receive that. But you'll start to also see themes in people, what they're thinking of you or what they identify, right? There's some things there for you to look at. You could even ask it in this way, is when you think of me, what is it you think that I do? What am I up to in the world? You could ask it in that way too if you'd rather. There's different renditions. But ask for some feedback. But the gift is to know that You can put your intention. So back to that example I was giving you of my designer being in my home, and I got really clear on this is what I want it to feel like, and this is what I want it to communicate. And I had this woman that had helped support my home for years in my house. She wasn't in the same room. She was off doing some work for me in another room. And I called her and I said, hey, love, would you come in here? And we created some different options. And I said, what do you feel? That was really important, feelings, right? What do you feel when you look at this design? What do you feel? I think it was just the different scripting and fonts of my name and so forth and creating communication. She said, well, I think it feels like softness and strength. She goes, and that's what I feel about Tiff. It's like there's this softness and this love, but also this clear firmness, like, hey, we're going to make some things happen, you know, and some strength to that. And it was just cool to see what we were attempting to communicate was being communicated. But again, that feeling is what's the feeling. That's why I'm asking you to lead out first with become conscious of the brands you love and how they make you feel. It has everything to do with why you love them, what draws you to them, who you endorse, who you support, who you buy from, gives you a lot of insight. And then to pay attention to that, because those things that you vibe well with are things that are about you. And that maybe you're saying, I want to communicate that same thing in my branding, my essence, my culture, my values, and what I'm representing. So there's just some great prompts and some good clarity work to be looking at here on page 30. And then you go, cool, this is something that I want to be about and that I want to be working on with intention. Let's go on to page 31. Last thing I want to say, though, as this is on my thoughts, is I don't remember where I first saw this. So it's kidding. I'm not sure where I first read it. But I remember reading something once years ago that said, how people feel in your presence is your real business card. And that might be in person or online. But how people feel, right? People buy emotionally and they decide logically. I mean, that's sales 101. People buy emotionally, they decide or justify their purchases logically, right? Like, I bought the hottest boots last week, you guys. There's this brand called Freebird. Do you know Freebird? They're boots. And I got a pair of them for Christmas and technically my birthday from my dad. You know, I was with him at his home, and I'm like, Dad, these are on sale. And I love them. Well, it was like Valentine's last week, and there's these cute boots I've had my eye on, the White Snake Joeys, if you're familiar with this brand. Right? And did I need them? No. And they were on sale, but they're still, I mean, even with quote on sale, they're, you know, I mean, it's all relative, but I was like, yeah. But I'd seen them, I'd followed them. They'd been up. Someone that I'm friends with, she posted a picture of her wearing them. And I was like, yeah. You know, again, partly my own joy list and happy Valentine's to myself. I totally bought those boots and they're on their way and I can't wait to have them. Oh, have to send you guys a picture of them. They're so freaking cute. But you know what? It wasn't logical one bit. The logic part of me that was like, wow, they're 30% off today. You know, they'll be mine Valentine's special. That helped me justify the purchase for sure. Helped me justify it. But complete emotion is what made that decision. You see what I mean? Logic, we buy emotionally, we justify logically our decisions. That's similar to what your client base is doing. It's like, hey, ooh, I love how this product makes me feel. I love how it smells. I love what it does for my brain, my body. I love being around this person. I love their coaching. I love their essence. I love their culture. I'm buying emotionally because it makes me feel something. And I'm justifying the decision logically. We all do it. And so do every single one of your customers too. So I just like to highlight that your true business card is how people feel, right? The concept of feeling, that vibe and that essence and that energy. And so I just started paying attention to that. All right, let's go on to page 31. Let's do some work together in live time. Page 31 has two prompts for you. The top there, it says, I am a solutions provider. A to the men on that. Every single one of you provide solutions to people. Whether you help make their space prettier, you help them feel more confident and sexy, you help their efficiencies with technology, you help people be able to purchase a home with ease and with, you know, flow, You help people get healthier, lose weight. You know what I'm saying? It's all of you are solutions providers. And especially for those of you that get hung up on sales or the word of term salesperson, nothing wrong with that if that trips you up. But your new title is, I am a solutions provider. Because again, people that are out adding value, solving things for people, you're going to have plenty of money and income. And when I said storytelling and branding, how they have a lot in common, and you're great at storytelling of the solutions that we provide for people. We're leading heavily with outcome-based language in our sales and marketing materials. Is we're not going to be heavily focused on the airplane or process. We're going to focus heavily on solution, lifestyle, outcomes, results of working with you or utilizing your product. So let's do a little bit of a deeper dive, I should say, on page 31. This is going to prime the pump to work on some messaging statements for yourself, for you speaking them, you know, to a person, putting them on a business card, putting them on your website. But what do you solve for others is the first prompt there. And just do some free flow thought writing right here. What do I solve? What do you solve for others? And you might have things like, I help them lose weight. I help them with their gut health. I help people feel more confident. I help with systems. I help people grow their sales and their self-confidence, right? Variety of things. Now, some of the things you solve for people are tangible, right? Like you might be a professional organizer. I've coached a lot in that world as an example, and they legit go in and help organize and create systems for people. But also what they're solving, or one of the benefits of that system, is peace of mind, is flow, organization, creativity, right, which are more intangible, but you help with both tangible and intangible outcomes, things that you can measure, right? Like when I'm helping coach with people and all my testimonials and various things, like some of them are very specific tangible things, like, hey, I doubled my sales, I rank advanced in my company, I increased my income, I lost X weight, I launched a book, I started a business, whatever it might be, they have some things very tangibly, but there's a lot of intangibles too. Like my self-confidence is up. I feel better in my own skin. I can't really measure that, right? But it's so powerful because, again, it's that feeling concept. I want to feel more confident, comfortable. So what do you solve for others? And think about intangibles and tangibles here. Another prompt there on page 31 says, how does your product, service, or business contribute to the lives of others? Contribution. Just another way. So in saying solving, right, maybe there's pain, maybe there's a challenge that you're solving. Also, you could look at the same question from contribution. Has your product, service, or business, and it would probably be similar, right, but just in case if that's a better question for your brain, do some journaling too, awesome. How does your product, service, or business contribute to the lives of others, your contribution? If you need any help and support on any of these sheets, please reach out, put it in our Facebook group, or bring it to our live Q&A call on Wednesday. Okay, let's look at page 32. Now that we're doing some of this prompt and this priming of the pump and working on your messaging, or working, excuse me, on, you know, what you solve for others, your contributions. Another way to say that is outcome-based language. We're moving on to page 32, and at the top it says my message, right? And we're going to just play with this. This is like trying, sales scripting and branding languaging is like trying on clothes in a dressing room. You don't have to buy it. I just want you to try some things on, right? Maybe you're in your accountability buddies, work on this together, and you're sharing this week. We'll bring it to our, again, live call. We'll definitely put it in the Facebook group as well. But we just want to play with some of your messaging and what it is that you're communicating. And again, as you can see, as it says there at the bottom of page 32, sell the destination, not the airplane. That's captured for you. Think about adjectives that describe the results that your clients receive. I think it's really important that you star that third tip there that says you're only looking for the next step, not to describe every detail of your business. Have any of you ever had the experience where you meet someone at a social gathering or at a networking group, and you ask them, so what do you do? And like 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes later, they're still going on, and your eyes are rolling in the back of your head, and you're thinking, how do I get out of this conversation? Right? Maybe it's never happened to you, but it sure happened to me, where I'm just like, okay. And sometimes even 8, 9, 10 minutes, and I'm still like, no, wait, what do they do? Because they're so heavily in process and trying to explain. It's like me as a coach, me saying, someone says, Tiff, so what do you do? And I said, well, you know, really help people create a lot of change. And we do this thing called a morning ritual. And you know, the way you start your day, it's going to shape your day. And it's really important. Then you got to get in front of a mirror and like affirm yourself. And then, you know, you really need to nourish your network. And, you know, that matters, that people feel valued and need to send off notes. But you really need to be time blocking, right? Be more effective when you're doing all of these projects and activities. And make sure you're asking more questions in your relationship. You see how overwhelmed you are? I'm overwhelmed with saying all those things. Is that we get lost sometimes in the weeds of process, the airplane. That's like you're calling a travel agent and saying, hey, I'd really love to take my family to Maui, Hawaii. And they say, great, that's awesome. So the jet we're going to put you on to get there is this Boeing 747. It has X amount of seats. This is the air conditioning company that they buy to put in the Boeing jet. So this is what you can expect from that. And here's the nuts and the bolts that, you know, help keep the plane put together. And that's important to know, too. And you're like, rather than your travel agent saying, awesome, tell me what's drawing you to want to go to Maui. What do you want to experience there? Well, rest and relaxation and the warm weather and, you know, chips and guac by the pool with my family and that we're laughing and we're at a luau and we go snorkeling. And, you know, you want to communicate the outcome, the feelings, the rest, the joy, the experience versus the details of getting there. Does that make sense? And so sometimes we get lost and we feel like we got to tell the whole story. You can tell the whole story, but put it on your website. You know, the most read page on a website through and through over and over again, according to the Google research, is the About Me page. So it does matter. But if you're writing a great About Me page, you're going to also lead heavily with your why. You know, your story, a lot of times it's, hey, your tragedy to triumph story or how you overcame or why this cause or this product or service means so much to you, why it matters to you. You want to lead heavily with mission and why. But you can tell more of your story and the change and the process. Yes, put it online. Someone can read it. But I'm talking about your messaging, if you're in person, if you're on social. You know, you have the attention span of seconds with humans right now. We know this. Like, think how fast you scroll on social media. If something catches your eye, either in the language or the image, you're going to stop, pause, maybe read it, go through it. And then, you know, ideally what they want is you to engage with it. But recognize this for yourself, that it's like, okay, you know, I want to be communicating regularly and quickly what it is that I'm about. What's the feel? What's the vibe? What's the outcome that I help others achieve? So when we think about this, I used to call this your 30-second commercial, and now it's 15. Again, we can always share more, and I'm going to model that for you. But I want you to practice coming up with a 15-second commercial, short, sweet, outcome-based, and concise. And here's your new thing. This is a gem in this week's training, is every time someone asks you, what do you do, pretend they've just asked you a question of, how do you help others? How do you help others? You lead out with, as you can see, the sentence stem that's on page 32, and you're going to work on massaging what goes in those two blanks. It says, I help others. First blank is overcome a problem. What are the challenges you help solve or help people overcome? Two, the next blank you're going to fill in is to achieve a solution. Again, it's mapped out for you on page 32. It's in your workbook. But I help others overcome a challenge to achieve a solution. Now, some of you in your marketing and your branding and your scripting, you're going to go right to the solution, and that's just fine. You're going to say, I help others overcome this to achieve this. Or again, you might say, I help others achieve this solution or this outcome or this life experience. Let me give you a few examples in different industries, okay? I'm going to use my own first. So I could say, so you tell me the difference of how this lands for you. I could say to someone, you know, instead of saying I'm a life and business coach, I could say I help others achieve their wildest dreams, which is true. But you hear how airy-fairy that sounds? It's like cloud language. Versus I want some substance there too, and I want some pain, Write this term in your notes. You're going to hear it again on week 8, that pain equals purchase, right? Or I like to say, where you find pain, you find a pocketbook. When you help people identify and then solve their pain, they will find the money to work for you and work with you or buy your product or service. So rather than just say, I help others achieve their wildest dreams, right? Or live a life with purpose and passion, which sounds so great, doesn't it? So life coachy, so life coachy. But I want to be dropped into, okay, I help others. And again, others you could trade out for a very specific niche if you want to. You don't have to. You can keep it general and say, I help others. But you could also specifically niche here. You could say, I help busy moms. Or I help busy executives. Or I help entrepreneurs. Or I help postpartum moms. Or, you know, I help this. Or I help teens. Or I help, you know, young men or young women or whatever, again, if you have a very specific niche, right? Because I often will talk about entrepreneurship because that is my dominant audience. I get hired outside of my dominant niche, but my niche that I'm regularly writing to, speaking to, what we might call a brand avatar. So think about this for yourself. Your brand avatar is really getting clarity to who's your common client, what's his or her name, their age range, are they married, single, kids, the dominant issues, dominant strengths, what they're after, what they want, but thinking about who you're regularly writing and speaking to. I'm regularly speaking to the self-employed entrepreneur. Now, plenty of the people I coach have full-time jobs, but they have a side hustle that they're growing. But entrepreneurship, self-employed, direct sales, this is my audience I spend most of the time with. Again, I get hired by corporate groups all the time, still there. So I might sometimes say something like, I help entrepreneurs. Or I help the self-employed entrepreneur. And I could also say, I help women in business. I've said that many a time. I help women in business, right? But some form of I help others overcome their limiting beliefs that are keeping them stuck, miserable, and playing small, and help them develop the confidence and sales skill sets to create life on their terms, right? I talk about what I help them overcome, and the achieving of the solution or the outcome. Now, you tell me, how does that sound to you versus I help others achieve their wildest dreams or I help others live with purpose and passion? Sounds great. You hear how, but you hear the difference? Is that versus I help others overcome their limiting beliefs and keeping them stuck, broke, I could use that language, and playing small, and help them develop the self-confidence and the skill sets, those skill sets to thrive in creating life on their own terms. Very different, right? Very different messaging. Much more clarity, and there's some, again, adjectives and feeling words. Where I love, love, love you all creating some kind of, what do you help people overcome? Because that's where we can start to relate deeper as humans, is I help others. Like, so let's move on to another industry. I said professional organizers. Rather than just saying, I help others organize their space, which is good, it's clarity, it's in the right direction, I'd love for you to add something like this. I help others overcome the chaos of clutter and develop thriving, sustainable systems for order and flow. Right? You hear how different that is? And that branding and that marketing, that clarity, that feeling. And similar is, so again, let's say you're in health and wellness. You might say something like, I help others overcome brain fog, sluggishness, lack of energy, right? Lethargy, whatever it might be, if that's part of your world and your work. I help others overcome the struggles of weight loss or the struggles and challenges. You know, physical, I help others overcome the physical and emotional challenges through natural solutions or through plant-based products or through natural organic plant-based products. Whatever it is that you're selling. Again, it's thinking about what do you help them overcome? What are some of the pain points that you're helping them solve or overcome to go on to achieve a solution? So this is, I want it to be playful. Again, imagine that you're stepping in a dressing room. You're trying on some clothes. That's how we work with scripting. And say, I'm just going to try this out. You know, again, I'm going to bring up the Facebook group. Can I try this out with you guys? Can you give me some feedback? Play with it with your accountability partner. There isn't about getting this perfect, like I got to have the perfect language, but I do think it's wise to stay in destination-based language, outcome-based language. I think it helps and supports you to tie in what you help people overcome and the pain points, because that will have more stickiness factor, more curiosity from your prospective client, and talking again about what you help them solve, the outcome of working with you or taking your product or service versus being so entrenched in the process. Right? Now, there's plenty of times I still say to someone, yeah, I'm a life and business coach. I'm using a title. I am this as a title, as a role, right? But I'm much more influential and impactful and more likely to engage a conversation when I follow my own coaching advice and I lead with outcome-based language. I help women overcome their limiting beliefs that are keeping them stuck, miserable, and playing small. And I help foster safe space to create and develop self-confidence and sales skill sets to create life more so on their terms. Right? You hear and feel the difference of that versus I'm a life coach. That's nice. Right? And if you sell for any one of these direct sales companies, I don't want you including your company name in your initial, that's what I'm saying, initial sharing and messaging. Right? Like I'm a Plexus ambassador. I'm a doTERRA wellness advocate. What does Plexus mean? What? What does doTERRA mean? What does Kayani mean? What does Mary, you know, like some of these things are, oh, okay. We don't want people making assumptions about you and reading themselves out, and we don't want to distract the brain. Again, you need to think about marketing from a third grade level. Can a third grader read it and understand and get the feel and the vibe, or at least a fifth grader, go, oh, I get what he or she's talking about. It matters. And that you think about it with that kind of simplicity is, this is what I'm helping to serve, solve, provide, create for my customer base. This is the work I'm up to in the world, and this is what I'm about, and this is what I'm flowing, what I'm experiencing. You see the difference? Significant, isn't it? So again, it's not about perfect scripting, but lead with outcome. Lead with what you and share with what you serve. Now, again, this is just your 15-second meeting. When you're at a networking group or in your online, you know, or you're at a play date or you're at a social gathering or you're on an airplane. What do you do? Why do X? I help others to do this and to do that. Oh, wow. And they may even ask you. They may ask you another question, which now we're creating dialogue. If not, I want you to lead with a question. So let's say you're that professional organizer. You might help others overcome the chaos of clutter and create sustainable systems for space that is in thrive and flow. I'm just curious, like, how's your space? You have systems? Does it work well for you? You know, and you can immediately start engaging and asking those questions, right? So I'm just curious. Keep in mind, write this for me in your notes. You'll hear it again in week 8. You can ask anything you want me to read out or have that bridge. I'm just curious. I'm just curious, where's your own energy level at? You know, I help others with their physical and mental, emotional health and or with their gut health or this and that and their energy and help them with this. And I'm just curious, how would you rate your own energy? Like, where's that out for you? Or have you ever heard of or tried essential oils? Or have you ever done this or done that? Or have you ever worked with a coach before? Or have you ever had that kind of support? You see what I'm saying? Is immediately we can turn it into dialogue if we're, you know, again, in a conversation online or in person. But from your marketing, your business card, your social, the conversations in person is we definitely want to have some clarity to a 15-second commercial. We can always expand the conversation, but you working on this kind of clarity is going to do wonders for your business, is that you can send up with clarity, this is who I am, this is what I solve, 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 this is what I solve. And then you do storytelling around that in your social media, which, again, I'm going to talk about next week as well. But it's like, hey, we're just being in this regular clarity about this is what I solve. This is what I solve. This is what I do. What do you do? I help others. Again, every time someone says, what do you do? Oh, wait, there's the trigger question. What do you do? I help others, ... I help others. I help others. I help others. Game changer, isn't it? I love this week's training. Enjoy working through this. This is a work in progress, not about perfect. Massage it, play with it, try it on. Right? Ask for some feedback from your accountability partner. Ask for some feedback about what people think of you when they think of you, the top 2 to 3 things. Take that to social if you'd like. You know, there'll be some assignment emails that are sent out to you. There's some things that are happening there that will come up to you here in the next hour, driving your inbox, that will help you in the implementation of this. But the cool thing, again, about branding, messaging, is you get to influence it. You're the creator of the movie. So you get to decide, who do I choose to be? How do I choose to show up? What's the vibe? What's the essence? What's the culture I'm cultivating and, you know, working on and being intentional about? You get to decide that. I think that's good news, right? Intentional creation. Once again, I'm wishing you a great beginning of your Monday. I ask that you recommit, if needs be, to your self-care habits. I'm always going to bring that up just because, again, it's fuel in the tank. But all the other creativity, it's fuel in the tank. So I'm going to ask this. That's something that's gotten a little loosey-goosey, to recommit to it today. I invite you to do your weekly planning and try out and play with some time blocking that helps support you. When are you creating what? When are you nourishing your network? You nourish those relationships. And then we lean into some branding and some messaging work this week. If I can serve or support you in any way, shape, or form, please reach out. Put it in our Facebook group, or if you need some, you say, hey, this is a little bit intimate for me, and you want to reach out privately, that's fine too. I invite you to also come to our Wednesday Q&A call. And if you can't be there live but have a question, remember, love, this is your time. And you've paid for it, and you're worthy and deserving of the support. I want you there. I want you on those live calls. But I also understand sometimes scheduling can't be there. But if there's a question or a need that you have, please put it in our Facebook group at least 2 hours before our live session on Wednesday. And I will definitely weave it into our live call. So there's support in that way too. Have a great rest of your day. Welcome to Monday, the last week of February. Let's make some magic happen. Let's be intentional. Let's nourish ourselves, nourish others, and let's expand our intention with our own branding and how we're showing up. Have a great rest of your day, my loves. I'm cheering for you. I'm in your corner. I look forward to Wednesday's call. I'll see you guys live then. Thanks, everyone.